Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
This is Tom Skerritt for the Borgen Project. Each year, nearly 2 million children die from preventable diseases. Each day, 30,000 people die from hunger. 500 each hour are children. The Borgen Project is turning this around. We need your help. To learn more, go to borgenproject.org. That's BORGENproject.org.
This is Steve Dale's Pet World.
Hello, welcome to meeting me.
Steve is a certified animal behavior consultant. And he's here to help you.
Wow, that's messed up.
You're so wise.
Judge me by my size, do you?
Like a miniature Buddha.
Am I a hero?
Call right now, 866-554-PETS.
I really can't say, but yes.
People like me.
That's right, call toll free, 866-554-7387.
Oh, you're a pretty little kitty, aren't you?
Happy holidays. I hope you had a great holiday season. I don't know how this happens. I need for you to explain something to me. It seems like just yesterday I was standing here saying, Happy 2017. Let's look back at the year, some highlights. Well, now in our 13th year on the radio, we move to 2018, but we will feature some of the highlights of 2017, or in some cases, really lowlights, if you will. I mean, the terrible disasters that happened and I don't remember ever a year, I mean, really, the number of hurricanes that we had, how severe those hurricanes were, and the people and animals that suffered, and then the California wildfires. And there's some good news there as well, and I will highlight as I try to do some good news relating to all those disasters. We'll also talk with, or at least hear again, a conversation with dog trainer Terry Hayward, who was in Puerto Rico when the hurricane hit. We will also talk about some exciting news of 2017, like now there is a way to encourage our cats to scratch in all the right places. Didn't you read about that? New York Times front page story? Should have been. For me, it's a front page story. And also some other highlights of 2017. I will look forward to 2018 with the president of the American Veterinary Medical Association, as he will be here to talk about his resolutions for the new year. I will offer my resolutions for the new year as well. So don't move. Sit. Stay. Hold on. This is going to be a fun radio show. In 2017, the dog flu seemed to be everywhere. This is H3N2. So there are two strains of dog flu, H3N8, which I believe 2008, if I recall correctly. Actually, the flu mutated, jumped species from equine into dogs. That's H3N8. But a couple of years ago, a dog flu was identified as H3N2 that arrived somehow first to Chicago from Southeast Asia. And to this day, no one knows exactly how the flu got here. But boy, it's here. And in 2017, it has spread, and I believe 47, 48 states, something like that. Certainly, most of America. And we talked to Dr. Donna Alexander about it. Dr. Alexander was involved from the very beginning in Chicago.
For us to take the blame for it being in Chicago as the only place and that we were the epicenter is so incorrect, because when they started to isolate it, they were isolating it in places such as California and on the East Coast at the same time, and they were calling it the Chicago flu. So it was not our fault. It was spreading throughout the whole United States.
You can blame Chicago for a lot of things, but not for the dog flu. I would agree with that. So the dog flu has now been identified at dog shows. The concern is that these dogs at dog shows go back to different cities that they're from that might be all over the country. And we're going to talk about prevention in a moment. But first of all, I want to talk about what to look for in not necessarily a dog show dog. And maybe that's what I ask you about now. This isn't a dog show flu either. It's the flu. And you are more likely to see the flu in social environments, whether it be the flu with people or the flu with dogs. Am I right?
That is correct. And so, therefore, you're going to have it the same way that the flu passes between children when they're going to school. That anytime you have a major social event, then you're going to have it spread between animals. And it's manifests itself by coughing, sneezing, which means that it's aerosolized and therefore can be spread to a lot more animals.
Yeah, and could even potentially be spread by people. So if the dog sneezes on me or I touch the dog's nose and then I go pet another dog and that dog I touch is infected and then pet the other dog, now I can infect the other dog. So it could even be through a person.
And I'm at one of our low-cost rabies clinics right now. I have to re-glove in between each and every dog that I vaccinate so that I'm not spreading the disease.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, the other thing is that even veterinarians will say, well, I don't see it here, so I'm not going to vaccinate. And we'll talk about vaccination a bit more in a moment. Is that really the right way to look at it if you're not seeing it, like, on your block? It's not there?
Oh, no, not at all. Please don't take that for granted. Just because you are not seeing it does not mean that you may have an asymptomatic carrier that comes into your hospital or into the area. So what you have to do is tell people that vaccination is the only prevention.
And this vaccination includes a booster, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. You have to have it boosted. One vaccine alone will not give full protection.
So if you're going away for, and I hope you are, on vacation this summer, you have to think in advance because the vaccination, the first shot, occurs, but then it's 2 to 4 weeks later that the booster happens, and only a couple days after that that the dog is fully protected. So is thinking in advance the key here?
Absolutely. You should plan as the same way that you plan your vacations. Remember that you're planning for your animals as well. I mean, planning for your animals as a member of your family includes making sure that they have their vaccinations ahead of time.
Excellent information about the canine influenza virus, or as it's called, the dog flu. Dr. Alexander, thank you so very much.
Thank you, sir.
In 2017, I actually also won an award for my coverage of dog flu, of all things. First time I received an award for my coverage of an infectious disease, but I was still honored to get it. But you know that I still do cover it, not only here on the radio, but check out my Facebook fan page, facebook.com/Steve Dale Pet World, or dogflu.com. The temperatures are dropping. The streets and sidewalks are ice packed, and your dog is giving you that look. He wants to go for a walk. And because you love your dog, you not only take him outside, you make sure his paws stay safe by using SurePaws Ice Melter, part of the Safe Step family of products. Safe Step SurePaws is an all natural, fast acting, salt free ice melter. It's so safe, the EPA designated it as a product that meets its rigorous Safer Choice standard. It quickly melts ice around your home without harming your pet's paws or your landscaping. And because it uses magnesium chloride, not salt, it's more effective at melting ice in extremely low temperatures and safer for your family and pets. It's the best of both worlds, safe and powerful. You'll also save money with Safe Step Sure Paws because you'll use 75% less product than rock salt to achieve the same results. Choose the ice melter that's safer for your family, furry friends included. Find Safe Step Sure Paws online or at a retailer retailer near you.
Catago for Cats presents A Quick Joke from a Cat.
Why did the cat run from the tree?
Because he was afraid of the bark.
Now I'll tell it so dogs can understand.
Why did the cat run?
Cats are fast. That's why they need Catago. Flea and tick control made just for them. Killing fleas within 6 hours. Some other products kill fleas within 12.
I'm not saying dogs are slow, but yes, I am.
Catago. Made for a cat, fast like a cat. Now from your veterinarian and at PetSmart.
It's flu season, and in addition to protecting yourself and your family from the flu, you also need to protect your dog. Like human flu, both strains of canine flu are highly contagious and can cause runny nose and eyes, cough, fever, pneumonia, and in rare cases, even death. Don't worry. A new vaccine covers both strains of canine influenza. That means better protection for half the injections. Don't wait. Vaccinate. Contact your veterinarian or visit doginfluenza.com to learn more.
Welcome back to the only radio show that carries a little plastic bag so it can pick up after itself. Here's Steve Dale.
This is Steve Dale's Pet World. I'm producer Matt. As we look back at the year 2017, one of the big stories in the veterinary industry was the double defense protocol to protect your dogs from heartworm disease. Here Steve chats with veterinary parasitologist Dr. Byron Blackburn.
All right, so the good news is that heartworm preventives are available and they do what they're supposed to do. They ultimately prevent the disease. They don't prevent transmission, which is something I bet you'll address. And they work great if we use them, but part of the problem is people don't.
You're exactly right. You're a good parasitologist. You know, mosquitoes transmit heartworm, and of course, preventives are administered to prevent the migration of heartworm after it enters the host. We've done less in the past, not enough in my opinion, to address the issue of preventing mosquitoes from actually depositing heartworm larvae. And you mentioned, as you have many times when we've been together, that compliance is such an important issue, and the monthly or semi-annual use of preventives are difficult for many people. They forget, they don't administer them properly, and then you combine that with the occurrence of resistant biotypes of heartworm in certain regions of the country. We need to look to other means, additional means, additive means of being more successful with heartworm prevention.
Yeah, and the phrase now that's being used by the folks who do what you do is double defense, providing, yes, using these traditional and appropriate heartworm preventives, but for all the reasons you suggested, and I would argue others as well, better idea to use this double defense idea, and that is using a flea and tick preventive, and we don't want our pets to get fleas and ticks, so this product that we're talking about already prevents fleas and ticks. But in addition to that, preventing the mosquito from biting in the first place, which seems to be common sense.
It is. How come it's taken us so long to appreciate that, both as scientists and as pet owners? We've known the role of mosquitoes for many years. We've even known that prevention of transmission could be based to a large degree on prevention of mosquitoes from biting, but it's taken the double defense strategy and some excellent research to really sort of commit us to what we've known for years and to maybe encourage us to implement that strategy with more vigor.
All right, so we're going to run out of time here. So I know you do three-hour talks on this, but can heartworm and does heartworm kill dogs?
It does.
All right.
Routinely and regularly.
So we want to prevent that. That seems clear. But I would imagine there are other reasons why preventing the mosquito bite in the first place is a good idea. One, I suspect, is comfort of the dogs. They itch from mosquito bites just like we do.
Well, certainly so. I mean, clearly when you talk about mosquitoes in your person, you think about the little bumps that you get and the irritation they cause, and we don't address that so much with pets, you know, and we think maybe because they have, a pillage, a hair coat, that protects them. It doesn't, Steve. They have areas there where skin is bare and free and open and exposed to mosquito bites, and we know that animals can become allergic as people can to mosquito bites. So primary irritation certainly is something we should address, too.
Yep. And where you often talk about this is veterinary conferences, and there's science to back up everything that we're talking about. The product that we're talking about is Vectra 3D. It's one of those spot-ons. It's available through your veterinarian. It will stop fleas and ticks and mosquitoes, and that's important for all the reasons we spoke about. Dr. Byron Blackburn, veterinary parasitologist, thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Now, what you might not know or understand is that a mosquito isn't a mosquito isn't a mosquito. There are many species of mosquitoes. And here's the interesting news and sort of scary news. There are more of them than ever before, more species that have been identified in America, particularly those that carry heartworm to our dogs. So protection isn't only important, it's necessary. Talk to your veterinarian about that. You can talk to me typically because that's what we do on the radio as a dog and cat behavior consultant. I am here to help you. You can call 866-554-PET. So here's the thing. Your dog is barking too much when you're not there. Your dog is barking too much when you are there. Your cat is somehow thinking outside the litter box. Any pet behavior question, I am here always to help you. 866-554-7387, toll free.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow!
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
Do you need a car? Been shopping only to be turned down because of bad credit, low credit, no credit, bankruptcy, or divorce? Guess what? Today's your lucky day, because now you can buy a car, truck, or SUV, just about any vehicle. It's true. Bad credit doesn't matter. No credit doesn't matter. Bankruptcy or divorce, it just doesn't matter. As a matter of fact, your job is your ticket to your new vehicle. We're Auto Credit Express, and we've helped thousands of people just like you. Antonio H. told us, great company, got me connected, and the day I went in, I drove off in the car I wanted. 100% worth your time. Need a car? Get started now and drive off as early as today. Just go to 11ignoremyscore.com right now. That's www.11ignoremyscore.com. Auto financing the easy way. 11ignoremyscore.com. Get started today. Auto financing the easy way.
Steve Dale's Pet World, a real pet expert giving advice about real pets. Yeah, we're keeping it real.
Dr. Marty Becker came to me in 2015, I believe it was, and he said, I have an idea. Well, kind of like that. Well, the idea is called Fear Free, and it's all about reducing fear, anxiety, and stress at veterinary visits, even before veterinary visits.
It happened when I was listening to a board of veterinary behaviorists talk about fear was the worst thing a social species could experience and cause permanent damage to the brain. Basically, trips to the veterinary hospital, to grooming, on vacations, to daycare, was causing emotional trauma. And so I was thinking about fear is the worst thing a social species could experience, cause permanent damage to the brain. What if there was no fear? So that's how fear-free got its name. I was thinking pain-free dentistry, fear-free veterinary visits initially. Mm-hmm. And it's expanded from that. As it started out, it was just looking, how can we help deliver a calm pet to the vet, keep it calm and happy there, and deliver it back home in a calm state? And now it's kind of mushroomed where people are looking more of an ecosystem management, where they're looking at, you know, fear-free grooming, fear-free boarding, fear-free daycare, fear-free dog parks. And so basically it's a community of us that love pets, from pet owner to practitioner to trainers that eventually are going to be offering you know, an experience where emotional well-being and physical well-being are taken care of.
So that's the thing. I mean, I don't know any veterinarian that went into the business of being a veterinarian or a veterinary nurse or technician to do anything but to help animals.
Right.
We have animals because we love animals. So we all are coming from it in the same place, and that we all love our pets. But the truth is that they haven't been getting the best from dog trainers, you mentioned, who may years ago, and there are still many out there that do, use aversive methods. And for veterinarians, no fault of their own necessarily, but those visits to the veterinarian aren't so happy for those dogs or cats. So you're about changing the world, really. You're about changing all of that.
You know, the last thing I want to do is appear arrogant that, well, how come I know this and everybody else hasn't done it? Before I heard her speak, you know, I'm a veterinarian, you know, 38 years of practice. So before I listened to her talk, it was like symptoms I didn't know existed, or I saw it, but it was like collateral damage, just like the common cold. Yeah, I see it, but, you know, I'm not going to worry about it. But then when you hear repeat severe psychological damage to them, and then you start to look at the signs of fear and anxiety and you realize how widespread it is, then you have to take action. And I think you point out a really good point there. Nobody gets into the profession to make life worse for animals. So I think we need to be gracious of the people that haven't done it yet. But now that you're starting to see it, you have a moral obligation. Not only is it better for the emotional well-being of the pet, but it's better medicine too. And that's important. The physical exam is more normal, the blood chemistries, the temperature, pulse, respiration, and blood pressure. There's not the immunosuppression, the digestive upset. So if it's the right thing to do in better medicine, it's pretty hard to ignore.
But what is also hard for you is, so if that cat or dog comes into your practice absolutely terrified,
right,
because you're dragging the dog, once the dog realizes, oh, I'm here, into the parking, from the parking lot into the practice, or the cat that owners sometimes can't even get into the carrier, and if they do, it takes the entire community, neighbors down the street, everyone, to stuff the cat into the carrier, and you have an animal that's very unhappy to be there. Well, what kind of exam is that animal getting, first of all? And secondly, is that pet likely to even come back again?
Right. Well, you know, I don't know what the statistics are. I've heard different things, but the pets that come in from a shelter for their initial free exam or something, and how few come back because it is traumatic.
Yeah, absolutely. We do need to limit, Dr. Becker. You are right. You're right. You're right. Fear, anxiety, and stress at the veterinary visit. But you know what? It all begins in our homes. And I know that Dr. Marty Becker very much agrees with me on that. In fact, Fear-Free has launched a website, fearfreehappyhomes.com. And this website is wonderful because it contains, first of all, you can get free stuff. It is my favorite four-letter word, free. That's right. I think it's every Friday where they offer, if it's not free, but hugely discounted pet toys, accessories, all the stuff that we need and want for our pets. So that's kind of fun. But moreover, it is a source of dependable information. You know, you Google something about your pets on the internet, and you might get something that's totally correct, but you might not. Well, this information is absolutely correct. It's great information, it's helpful, and there's so much there. You name the topic, it's there, fearfreehappyhomes.com. My resolution in 2017 will be to promote this, because I want you to go to sources of information that are dependable, that are correct, not places where there's tons of misinformation. FearFreeHappyHomes.com.
Biz Talk Radio is now available on Amazon Echo. Just add the Biz Talk Radio skills, then ask Alexa for the latest business news. You'll instantly get live, relevant information from the best business source, Biz Talk Radio. Alexa, open Biz Talk Market Tips.
Hi, I'm Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why Famous Footwear supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
¶¶
Biz Talk Radio. Biz Talk Radio.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-223-0092, 800-223-0092, 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092. Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588.
Oh, don't worry, he's been fixed. Welcome back to Steve Dale's Pet World.
So all those hurricanes hit all over America this year, meaning in Florida, and I think it touched other states as well, right? And certainly we know about what happened in Texas. Same thing, touched other states as well. But let's not forget about Puerto Rico, and America kind of did, in a sense, I think, forget about Puerto Rico. And still, even as we talk now, all these months later, there are so many significant problems down there. So I thought, you know what, let's talk to someone who lives it. So we spoke to a dog trainer in Puerto Rico, Terry Hayward, because I thought, okay, what was it really like to live through something like that? And here she is. She describes the scene for us.
We're some of the fortunate ones. We're really lucky. We managed to evacuate off-island, my husband, I, and my core animals, and we'll be off-island for a brief time, but hopefully getting back there ASAP.
So you have been living in Puerto Rico, I know, for 8 years, is it?
I think it's 8 to 10 now. I'd have to go back and look at the calendar.
That's
but
okay.
Yeah,
a while. Yeah. And originally from the United States, and after the hurricane, you were able to make it back. So you survived Hurricane Maria. You were there for a while before you did make it back to the U.S. just very recently. How bad are things for people? How bad are they for the animals?
Awful. You know, we were sleeping on the floor, on the tiles, because it was so hot, and I just felt helpless. You know, our animals are panting because it's so hot, so humid, so oppressive, and there was nothing we could do for them.
You couldn't give them water?
We could. We had water that we were collecting in barrels. Our trash barrels were doubling as rain catchment systems, and, of course, we had the water that we'd prepped ahead of time. But without water flowing out of the pipe and no sign of when that was returning, everybody was being very cautious with the water.
Mm-hmm, of course. Now, before all this happened, before the hurricanes, tons of street animals, in truth, dogs and cats in Puerto Rico, do you see things changing maybe for the better somehow as a result of this happening?
The one advantage that I think as a result of the storm that may come about is that so many rescue groups are trying to help evacuate animals off island just because it's so overwhelming right now. So a lot of animals are moving off island and hopefully going on to, you know, better permanent homes. And there was a lot of effort to collect as many strays as possible to get them out of harm's way just prior to the storm.
Yeah. In Puerto Rico, I know you work with one particular rescue organization. Can you tell me about them?
Yeah, I've partnered with ARF of Rincon for several years now. We sort of share the same vision, and they recognize that training is just as important for the physical health of the animals as well as the mental and behavioral health. So they will frequently refer to me or defer to me if they have some behavioral issues that need to be addressed before animals can be adopted.
And I think we're not only talking about training, we're talking specifically about positive reinforcement training.
Absolutely. Yep. The use of force-free methods, teaching animals what we want them to do to help to set them up for success, which overall, you know, feels better for people as well as the animals that are sharing their lives.
I want to talk about that a little bit because historically, I believe in Puerto Rico, aversive training techniques have been and continue to be in many places very, very popular. Are you fighting an uphill battle in some ways?
You know, I like to think of it rather than fighting as sort of, you know, opening hearts and minds. You know, we're always looking to educate and provide information. Sometimes people are doing things the way that they're doing because they've just always done them that way, and they don't know that maybe there's another way that may even work better. So trying to, you know, slowly just model behavior that you'd like to see happen, both with people and animals, you know, using positive reinforcement with the humans, too, is an important component.
I know you're about to fairly soon return back to Puerto Rico. But you have an option. I mean, you're originally from New England. You have family here. You could, I suppose, begin here again. Here meaning in the contiguous U.S. And it bugs me when people say here in the U.S. Right, because Puerto Rico's part of the U.S. But I'm sure that family and friends have said, why go back there?
Yeah, some people have asked us, would you ever live in Puerto Rico again? Are you going back to Puerto Rico? Absolutely. That's where our home is. You know, we've actually lived out of the States for about 20 years now. We were in Papua New Guinea, Samoa, British Virgin Islands, and now again Puerto Rico. But, you know, that's where our life is based. So, we're glad to be able to stay with family definitely during this crisis, but you know, that's where our home is.
Well, we will keep in touch with you, Terry. Terry Hayward, thank you very much for joining us. And believe me, at least as far as I'm concerned personally, my heart is with Puerto Rico. And I know that most Americans feel the same way I do about our fellow Americans in Puerto Rico. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
So here's what I also talked about with Terry off the air and talked about on the air several times. Hooray, we're taking in dogs from Puerto Rico and cats. That's a great thing. We're saving lives. But I said, we're also going to be taking in more leptospirosis. Leptospirosis loves water. It lives in water. The state in America with the most leptospirosis. And I'm including Puerto Rico here. I know they're not a state, but for the moment, I'll include them. Hawaii still wins the award before the hurricane happened in Puerto Rico because of all the water that's in Hawaii. It loves, this bacterial disease loves water. And your dog can get sick from licking anything from a city puddle to swimming in the lake to swimming in a retention pond, anywhere it happens to get some water where leptospirosis lives. Lepto is spread by animals that have already been infected. Oftentimes they are rodents, like city rats. A variety of other mammals may carry leptospirosis. Skunk and raccoon and lots of kinds of critters. Definitely wolves and coyotes and our own dogs that are not protected. So here's the thing. For community health, it's a good idea to protect your dog from leptospirosis. So the dog, your dog, isn't spreading it to other dogs. But it's more than that. Leptospirosis, people can get too. So I want to protect us. And by protecting our dogs, that helps to protect us. But moreover, dogs can get really sick. So sick they can die, and they do die of leptospirosis. And mostly in third world countries, leptospirosis kills people as well. People who go swimming or do their wash or laundry or bathe in rivers that, well, they share the space with animals, wild animals, and they get leptospirosis. Mostly third world countries, but it's not absolutely unheard of in America. So I predicted we're going to see some of these animals from Puerto Rico, because of all the water there, come back with leptospirosis. And unfortunately, that did happen. In any which case, no matter where you live in America, ask your veterinarian about protecting your dog from leptospirosis. The temperatures are dropping. The streets and sidewalks are ice-packed, and your dog is giving you that look. He wants to go for a walk. And because you love your dog, you not only take him outside, you make sure his paws stay safe by using SurePaws Ice Melter, part of the Safe Step family of products. Safe Step SurePaws is an all-natural, fast-acting, salt-free ice melter. It's so safe, the EPA designated it as a product that meets its rigorous Safer Choice standard. It quickly melts ice around your home without harming your pet's paws or your landscaping. And because it uses magnesium chloride, not salt, it's more effective at melting ice in extremely low temperatures and safer for your family and pets. It's the best of both worlds, safe and powerful. You'll also save money with Safe Step SurePaws because you'll use 75% less product than rock salt to achieve the same results. Choose the ice melter that's safer for your family, furry friends included. Find Safe Step SurePaws online or to retail near you.
Catago for Cats presents A Quick Joke from a Cat.
Why did the cat run from the tree? Because he was afraid of the bark. Now I'll tell it so dogs can understand. Why did the cat run?
Cats are fast. That's why they need Catago. Flea and tick control made just for them. Killing fleas within 6 hours. Some other products kill fleas within 12.
I'm not saying dogs are slow, but... yes, I am.
Catago. Made for a cat, fast like a cat. Now from your veterinarian and at PetSmart.
It's flu season, and in addition to protecting yourself and your family from the flu, you also need to protect your dog. Like human flu, both strains of canine flu are highly contagious and can cause runny nose and eyes, cough, fever, pneumonia, and in rare cases, even death. Don't worry. A new vaccine covers both strains of canine influenza. That means better protection for half the injections. Don't wait. Vaccinate. Contact your veterinarian or visit doginfluenza.com to learn more.
The only radio show for the whole family that often advises using toys with feathers.
I miss my little kitty cat.
Welcome back to Steve Dale's Pet World.
So I have the best news for cats.
Right
now, tuna. It is called Fila Scratch. You know what? Sadly, so many cats die because they scratch in all the wrong places. Here's what I mean by that.
I'm talking about
so many people, too many people, probably not a single listener of mine. But there are people that give up their cats. They either just let them outside or they give them up to shelters because they're scratching where people don't want them to scratch. And some of those cats ultimately are never adopted out. And here's a cat with what's
3D.
Call the behavior
Vectra 3D
problem.
Quickly repels that's and kills hungry parasites, fleas, ticks,
one
mosquitoes,
issue. And then the other
as
well,
pests.
People say, okay,
Vectra 3D has
my cat's
more
scratching
kinds of protection
where I don't want my cat to scratch on the sofa
brand,
right there on the couch.
Only available from
so
your
what
veterinary.
Do? They
get up to $25 in savings
and
with
a declaw
please
is
don't
an amputation.
Parasites.
There's no nice way to say it. That's what a declaw is.
Let's
barbaric. It's a choice we make to cut off. So bend your finger.
Visit your veterinarian for Vectra 3D or
VectraPet.com. Choose another finger.
More.
Bend it at me. You're bending your finger, right? Cut it right there. That's what we're doing to our cat. We're cutting all of those digits in half, pretty much, because inconveniently the cat is scratching in all the wrong places. So I love, love, love this product. It's a new product. It's called Fila Scratch. And what Fila Scratch does, it attracts cats to scratching post. Check out my website, stevedale.tv. You'll see a video of this, or right now hear a conversation that we had announcing Fila Scratch with Dr. Teresa DePorter.
Declawing is a surgical procedure in which we're removing the cat's last digit, and therefore they're not able to have their claws and embed into things. And this is a normal behavior for cats. So I do think it's inappropriate for us to just automatically declaw cats. So there are many other things we can do to help provide appropriate patterns of behavior, particularly if we start with that cat as a young kitten and establish good patterns and good habits for this kitten to scratch on.
So what can we do?
Some of the things we want to do is look at offering a desirable scratching post. There's a new product now. Feelaway has produced Fila Scratch. And this is a product that uses a semiochemical, so a pheromone message that can be embedded into this post that helps draw the cat to that location. Many things when we think about changing behavior, it's how to get something to stop. This is a product where we can now encourage the cat to go to the location that we want. This is applied by using a pipette that has a blue dye in it, has some catnip to draw them, but most importantly, it has a pheromone called FIS, feline interdigital semiochemical.
And you literally put this along, which is easy to apply, on the scratching post, not on the cat.
Not on the cat. Don't apply.
On the scratching post. And this sends a message that you don't smell, you don't notice unless you look at the blue dye, but you could turn it around so you don't see the blue dye so much, right? And you put this on the post, and the cat says, aha, this says my name
and
on it.
And cats want a post
is
that is about 3 feet tall. That blue line
about
needs to be in an upright manner so the cat
stable.
Thinks that it's another scratching
many
mark.
Of the cats
so laceration the
size
and then makes
rope.
It want to come and scratch
and
that
but
location.
Each cat's an individual.
At the same time, the cat is
surface
picking up the Fila Scratch product
and provide that
also
in the area where they've been resting
and then also in the area where they're scratching
draw them back to that location
and feel as though that's the appropriate
scratch in the living room
and we need to provide an appropriate
desirable place for them to scratch. I suppose that's the secret sauce to get the cat to scratch there a couple of times. And now the cat, oh, that's my place to go. The name of the product, again, that we are talking about is called Fila Scratch. Dr. Teresa DePorter, thank you.
Thank you, Steve.
So I thought I'm going to try Fila Scratch at home with my own cat, our 15-year-old cat, who really doesn't scratch in all the wrong places. I mean, she has her claws, and she uses scratching posts. And we have several throughout the house for her to choose from, which is the way it needs to be. Because with litter boxes, we do believe it's one plus the number of boxes. Same thing with scratching post. We're kind of going by those same rules. And that's how our cat, Roxy, lives. I mean, she, a couple times in her life, most certainly, has scratched at the couch because it's there. No question about it. But 95% of the time, she scratches on her post. And I thought, you know what? Still, I am going to try. Even though she's a 15-year-old cat, I'm still going to try this out. So I applied the Fila Scratch to the post as directed. It's a larger post. It's a heavy post. So I had to put the post on its side to apply Fila Scratch, which comes out in a blue dye, to help the cats to identify this is my place. So I had to kind of put the post on its side to do that. I did it. I didn't even have the opportunity to lift the post back up. And in 2 seconds, our elderly cat was like a kitten jumping onto the post, beginning to scratch at it. You can see that video at stevedale.tv.
When did your light bulb go off? We're talking about that idea you have for a new product or app. Listen, if you want to make your idea a priority, but you don't know how to get it off the ground, you call Davison. the one company with over 25 years experience and exclusive process that turns ideas into products and apps that are found in retail stores and online. Our team has helped tens of thousands of people, just like you. Call now and ask for our free idea starter guide. We'll show you how to securely get started and protect your idea. Whether you have a patent or not, our process will get your idea ready to get in front of a corporation. Don't let your light bulb of an idea go out. Call Davison now for your free idea starter guide. Davison charges fees for services. 800-213-9256. 800-213-9256. 800-213-9256. Again, that's 800-213-9256.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Officially sanctioned by the American Veterinary Medical Association.
This is Vets on Pets.
That's where Steve talks to the vets about your pets.
Don't worry, this won't hurt a bit.
He is the president of the American Veterinary Medical Association, Dr. Michael Topper. It is hard to believe we are moving into 2018. Oh, my goodness. And we've been doing this for all 12 years or so. It's 12 years, I think, that we've been on the radio. We go to you, the person in charge of all of our pets at the American Veterinary Medical Association, to offer advice as to what our resolutions could be, should be, for the following year, now 2018. Dr. Topper, welcome to the show, and what are your resolutions for all of our pets in America?
Well, Steve, thanks for having me. And, yeah, we all make resolutions on how we can be healthier ourselves in the new year, but we got to include our pets in these New Year's resolutions. So one of the ones that we really need to take care of are regular checkups and preventative care. We've been seeing less veterinary visits for routine care and an increase in preventable diseases in pets. So we really need to take care of that.
Well, yeah, I want to talk about that a little bit because I've been for years talking about this issue ever since it's become an issue because, yes, veterinary visits are down, but we pay a price for that. Our pets pay a price for that. And you mentioned a price regarding health that preventive illness is actually up, which is wacky. But moreover, it actually cost us in our pocket because when we see veterinarians and you can jump on board and say, I can do something about that early on, it's actually likely to be less expensive.
You're absolutely right. So if we catch dental issues early, they can be more easily treated by, you know, just a routine cleaning versus having to do extractions or the animal not eating well. The same way with diabetes and internal and external parasites. Those are so easy to detect and treat, and we really just need to do those things.
Well, and the outcome is more likely to be better for our pets, right? I mean, caught early, just like with people, cancer, for example, we're more likely to do something about it or able to do something about it if it's caught early. All right, so that is number one. What is number two?
Well, right on the same theme is exercise. So we're seeing more and more overweight animals in the U.S., and this also can lead to serious health problems. So one way to address this is through exercise. That can be as simple as taking your dogs out for an extra walk per day or going on longer walks. We cat owners know it's a little trickier for our feline friends, but, you know, get them off the couch and play with them with some kind of toy or laser pointer or something like that. Get them moving, too.
All right. And if they're moving, you're probably moving, which goes along.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that with resolutions that the people on the human side, your colleagues, probably talk about. All right. Number three.
Well, right up there again with all this other is diet. You know, we need them to eat a healthy diet, you know, the right type of food at the right amount. You can monitor the food intake. Just don't leave food out all the time for your pets. And we really got to watch overdoing it with treats or even human food. You know, in addition to adding weight on the animal, some of these foods can actually be dangerous for our pets. So, but in all this, before changing diets or really reducing calories, you should have a talk to your veterinarian about the food your pets eat and how, you know, that is best for their nutrition, their level of activity and their age and all those other things. So
yeah, there seems to be a theme here. So numbers one, two, and three for you have to do with the fact that about 60% of our cats are overweight or obese. Just over half the number of dogs are overweight or obese. Are you concerned about that?
Oh, definitely, because, again, like we talked about, these are all preventable. These are things that if we can maintain the healthy weight, then the animals should be healthier, just like people. I mean, a lot of us put on a little extra pounds over the holiday or, in some cases, carry extra pounds, like myself, more than we should the entire year. So we all know that those can lead to different diseases and stresses on the body, and it works the same for our pets.
Well, next time you go by the AVMA office in Schaumburg, Illinois, apparently we'll see Dr. Topper walking around in circles around the office with a dog or maybe even a cat on a leash. Dr. Topper, thank you very much. Happy holidays, or let me rephrase that, happy holidays to you and your family. More at avma.org. Thank you, Dr. Topper.
You're welcome, Steve, and thanks for all you do for our animals out there.
Well, now in our 13th year on the radio, we move to 2018. I will offer my resolutions for the new year as well, so don't move.
This is a Ricky Ricardo production.
Be good to your pets, they'll be good to you. We'll talk to you next time.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too. Because you both need term life insurance. Call now, 800-800-9999. 800-915-9658, 800-915-9658, 800-915-9658. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9658, 800-915-9658, 800-915-9658.
Biz Talk Radio.